MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The impacts of President Trump's executive orders are now being felt. The State Department says all refugee arrivals to the U.S. are suspended until further notice. By 5 p.m. today, all federal employees working on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI initiatives, must be put on paid administrative leave, says ABC's Karen Travers in Washington.
This move by the Trump administration shuts down the relevant DEI offices and programs across the federal government. It follows his executive action to dismantle federal DEI programs, something he pledged to do on the campaign trail.
A historic winter storm continuing to freeze the southern U.S., a state of emergency declared into Cobb County, Georgia, where officials are urging people to shelter in place because of dangerous cold. Pensacola Beach, Florida, saw more than 7.5 inches of snow. Wind gusts of up to 65 miles an hour in Southern California today, another day of critical fire risk. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging one of President Trump's many new executive orders, specifically the one that says the federal government will no longer recognize children born in America to parents who are here illegally as citizens. President Donald Trump signed a flurry of executive orders on his first day in office, many of them focused on immigration. One of them says the federal government will no longer consider kids born on American soil citizens if their parents are here illegally. That order stands contrary to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was ratified in 1868 after the Civil War. It says all people born or naturalized in the U.S. are citizens. Now 20 states are filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. Governor Tony Evers called Trump's order egregious and wrongheaded and said Wisconsin is joining the lawsuit to protect Americans' rights guaranteed in the Constitution. Attorney General Josh Call says the Constitution, federal law, and previous Supreme Court rulings are clear. People born here are citizens. America is one of at least 30 nations with birthright citizenship. And Madison police are mourning one of their canines. Bowie was a 9-year-old Belgian Malinois. He and his handler, Officer Eric Dish, had multiple awards together, including National Canine of the Year and Wisconsin Canine Handler of the Year. He was diagnosed with bone cancer in October of last year, had surgery, spent a couple months at home with the Dish family recovering, and even came back to work this month. But when he went to the vet, they found new aggressive liver cancer. His family lost Bowie's brother Jagger, a retired police canine, just a few months earlier. Bowie did it all. He assisted with nearly 400 arrests, found 150 suspects, physically caught 17 violent suspects, and found kilos of illegal drugs. Madison police are thanking him for his service. For more stories, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Marquette defeats Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road over Seton Hall. The final 76-59, a big night for Cam Jones, who led with 19 points after a poor showing over the weekend in their loss against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much in just, you know, the last several months. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
Marquette hosts Villanova on Friday. The Badgers with a loss at UCLA, 85-83. The loss snapping a 7-game winning streak for the Badgers. They'll host Nebraska Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center. And in baseball, former Brewer and Yankee pitcher C.C. Sabathia voted into the Hall of Fame. The 6'6", 300-pound lefty came to Milwaukee in 2008 in that trade with Cleveland and led the Brewers to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and breezy today with some off and on light snow possible, around a half inch or less of accumulation by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 21, so it will be warmer today. Tonight, light snow will end down to 8 above tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Audie Murphy, he's the most decorated soldier in history. He fought in World War II. That guy was 5'5 and 112 pounds. I know a lot of women that are stronger than Audie Murphy. And if you want to talk about maintaining standards, the fiercest advocates for maintaining standards are the women in combat roles. Kristen Grease, she was one of the first women to graduate Ranger School. She's the biggest advocate for maintaining standards because she knows that if standards are lowered because of women, women will never get the respect they deserve. They will never be seen as an equal and competent soldier. And standards are not being lowered because of women. They're being lowered because kids are unhealthy and because war veterans came back and scared the shit out of kids about war. It has nothing to do with women, and somehow they get blamed. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's ex-Army sniper Corey Hargraves, a hero of democracy. Yeah, we don't have to play it every time, but...
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Yes. How about Reverend Marion Budd?
Buddy,
am I saying that right? Buddy. Who has more balls than every Republican man in D.C. Spoke truth to power right to Trump's stupid orange face. Speaking of Heroes of Democracy...
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Yes. Oh, Marion Edgar. I know Rocky Mountain Mike's going to get on this, but I wrote my own. Marion Edgar. Speaking in church to a clown with a frown in a chair. He's not mentally there. There's a little something from...
Thank you, Carlos. Fantastic, Carlos. Thank you. That was fantastic.
Wait a second. Hold on, Stephanie. There's a bug in my... I'm trying to get rid of this bug.
It's not... Oh, that looks like a Nazi salute.
It's not what you think. It was a bug.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm buying that.
A bug in my booth, and I was trying to get rid of him like an immigrant. I mean,
It is amazing how when you actually speak actual Jesus to people, to fake Christians, that they lose their minds. Could you take your organ out for me?
Right away, Ms. Miller.
A Catholic priest told CNN he takes issue with Trump's claim that God saved him from an assassin's bullet so he could help make America great again. I think baby Jesus just threw up blood. He said, I think the theology is problematic. So did God not save Martin Luther King? So does God have favorites? Is God partisan? We said this at the time. Oh, God wanted the firemen to die.
Yeah. God said it was the firemen's time to go.
Yeah. And, I mean,
look,
of course he's
busy helping Ohio State players win because they pray really hard.
Yeah. Right.
Harder than the Irish Catholics did.
But, of course, on cue, Trump's like, she's a nasty woman. It's reverence. It's boring, sir. I'm a nasty woman. I need an apology.
Yes.
And if you listen to her, there was nothing rude or disrespectful. She literally is asking him for mercy for people that are scared. Remember when someone asked him that in the first term? Who was it? As a reporter said, what do you say to people that are scared? And he said, I say that's a nasty question, and you're nasty.
Right. Again, and Mark Maron, I think, posted this on that other app about the lack of courage of so-called free speech comedians.
Yeah.
Will self-censor and not even dare to criticize Trump. That's what kills me. You're a comic. You can criticize Joe Biden, his family, the Democrats, corruption, whatever, but have the balls like Marion Edgar. She didn't technically even disagree with him. Right. She said a majority of immigrants. So she didn't say none of the immigrants are committing crimes. She said a majority of these people work hard. They pay taxes.
Right.
Please grant them mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I tweeted, I don't have to teach my children to hate Trump. It comes naturally. It's innate. I remember in 2016, the morning after, did my daughter innately said, did the bad man win? And I said, unfortunately, yes. They know. They instinctively know. And I couldn't be more proud.
By the way, Michael posted, Americans could have had Wonder Woman and Ted Lasso as president and vice president. Instead, we got Caligula and Andrew Tate Jr. I mean, I don't know about you. First of all, my heart, I'm still going to tear up every time I think I see Kamala Harris for a while. You know, she was back here yesterday helping with the fires, serving people food at the community centers, you know, and I don't know if you happen to see this, Carlos, but I just think of you and you're on Vagina Island there with your two little girls. But I was Kamala Harris's videographer. I wish I could show you what I've seen. And I just read a little bit of this and just what we lost. He said, she said, as the official videographer and director of video for Kamala Harris, I traveled the world with her, watching her navigate the White House and the world stage. I observed and documented nearly everything she did. I observed her with prime ministers and presidents and chancellors and kings, almost all of them men, and with hostile Republicans and their spouses who wouldn't shake her hand. I saw as she charmed skeptics and commanded rooms. I was continuously enraged by the way sexism and racism made everything harder for her. I was talking about, God bless Doug Emhoff. Did you see that? The husband of the senator that refused to shake her hand. He went to shake Doug Emhoff's hand yesterday, and he said, why would you want to shake my hand when you refuse to shake my wife's hand?
Yeah.
Good. That be a Doug Emhoff in a world of
so
excess.
Petty.
Right.
These are people that are fathers and grandfathers. They're so... I mean, this next 4 years is going to be Jim Jones stirring more of the punch, just getting ready for the line up, everybody. It's time to drink.
Yep.
Oh. I got you here in Guyana, this beautiful weather, and now you're very thirsty.
So she just said, the best thing about working for Kamala Harris is watching a phenomenally competent and successful woman own her power in the most challenging of circumstances. Unfortunately, despite my best efforts, you didn't get to see that often enough. Vice President Harris never called a little girl cute or commented on her outfit. Instead, she'd say, you look like the smartest person in your class. The vice president would say, let me hear you say I'm a leader. And even the youngest girls would say it back. I filled hundreds of clips of Kamala Harris telling young people to believe in themselves because they can achieve anything. One time I needed the vice president to redo a line for a video, and I started out by apologizing, saying, ma'am, I'm so sorry, just one more time, before she interrupted me. Don't apologize for doing your job well. From then on, whenever my instinct was to minimize myself, I'd consider what my boss had told and showed me. I started asking myself, would Kamala Harris apologize for this? Would she undermine herself like this? I started to apologize less and stand my ground more. I grew taller. I stopped shrinking. In a photo line in Miami, a 7-year-old girl told the vice president she liked writing, so naturally Harris suggested she write a book. The girl then literally wrote a book and sent it to our office. This is the importance of Kamala Harris. This is the impact of her style of leadership had on so many. Her intentional, dignified ambition and confidence rubbed off on so many others, just like it rubbed off on me. She goes on to talk about she started her own business, partially from the courage that Kamala Harris gave her. She said, today I'm full of rage and devastation, but tomorrow I'll wake up with the gratitude for all I learned from Kamala Harris and will greet the future with defiance and hope, ready to take her lessons forward. Indeed, she may have been the first, but her leadership style reached so many others, guaranteeing she will not be the last.
Yeah.
I keep saying Governor Harris has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It does.
Governor Harris does have a nice ring to it. Yeah, it really does.
I like that.
I remember the phone call when they won, and she picks up the phone, and Biden says, are you ready to get to work? And they're laughing, and they're exciting. And work they did. Were they perfect? No. Are all their policies absolutely pristine? No. But they put the work in with infrastructure, with trying to relieve student debt, with capping insulin prices, with bringing more rights to the woman as much as they could, more rights to women and LGBTQ with this Supreme Court. They did a ton of work. Jobs were created. Unemployment was down. They put in the work.
Yeah. Here's everything that's wrong with our media. It's a story about Melania's hat.
Oh, boy.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
Looks like Reverend Jim from, what's his name? Christopher from...
Judge Doom.
I went with Al Capone. A lot of people went with Hamburglar.
He looks like it looks like Judge Doom's hat.
Yeah.
So they interviewed
the
designer...
Rabbit.
Yeah, Judge Doom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They interviewed the designer who said the hat was supposed to be simple, understated, and classic. Oh, yeah, it was totally understated. No one was talking about it.
Nope.
She looked like Jim Carrey in the mask.
Yeah.
He said it's a time of some restraint, huh? It's really a sort of a turning point to more conservative values. Someone said that with a straight face, and someone reported that with a straight face. So the rapist who just got inaugurated, who's cheated multiple times, including on her, I see her hat represents a return to, oh my God, the stupid is literally going to kill us, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's a return to conservative family value.
Mm-hmm. It's one of Oddjob's favorite hats.
Yes.
There you go.
I couldn't kill somebody. What happened to my hat?
You retweeted, Donald Trump just pardoned Keith Packer, a man known for wearing the Camp Auschwitz hoodie on January 6th.
Yeah.
And again, the media saying Elon Musk makes some sort of weird hand gesture.
No.
Yeah.
What? I mean, this is going to be our job, is to try to keep our own sanity and not just live in the upside down 24/7, right?
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, the last inauguration, we had a beautiful young... black poet reading her poetry of unity and struggle and culture.
Be the light.
There was Kid Rock going, I ain't drinking no Budweiser, bling, 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 Rosette, where do I throw up? Just garbage people and billionaires pushing other Republicans off the stage. No, 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 this is reserved for me. I get to stand next to the... It's like a dystopian movie that you... If a writer brought it to you in a writer's room, you'd go, no, nobody would believe that. That's not possible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. It would be too much. So this Senator Warner posted, ending birthright citizenship will just bring relentless chaos for American families and waste millions of tax dollars defending a defenseless position. This is a pointless, illegal, chaos-fueled move. Because, of course, it is. And just if you think it can't get dumber and meaner, federal and ICE will be permitted to arrest people and carrying out enforcement in churches and schools, breaking from longtime policy.
Yes.
Their point is going to be to terrorize people
Absolutely. And
televise the red meat for Fox News.
Hey, my advice is hide at Parkland. They won't go in. Didn't you? Thank you. Too soon?
I mean, I don't. CNN's senior data reporter, Harry Enten, that guy predicted Trump will end his honeymoon completely with his immigration order aimed at ending birthright citizenship. He said 53% against it. I mean, a vast majority are against pardoning the January 6th terrorists.
Yeah.
But, you know, he said this 53% is clearly indicative of a country that does not want to end birthright citizenship. Simply put, this is not a popular policy. And if Trump pushes policies like this, his honeymoon period will squeeze and be even shorter than back when it was in 2017.
So Melania's parents got to go, right?
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah.
They
got to go.
Oh, but she got in on that genius grant.
Yeah.
But didn't she bring her parents in?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
They weren't born here. Get rid of them.
Yes. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker striking a defiant tone. Thank you. Fantastic star of Chicago Sexy Liberal.
That's right.
As we like to think of him.
Well.
Yeah, he's also governor. But he issued an executive order that purports to rescind. He's striking a defiant tone after the birthright citizenship order. He said that's unconstitutional. We will not follow an unconstitutional order. This is indicative of what you're going to see of the Trump administration for the next 4 years. It's chaos. I mean, it's like the arsonists out here in the middle of the fire, I keep saying, Carlos. It's like, I just want to watch it burn. Yeah. Let's just watch it all burn, right?
Yeah, it's just, It's just horrific. It's just they need some activity to keep them occupied, to believe, make them believe they're winning. It is a classic cult operation going on. They just feed them all of this stuff, fear and false empowerment. It's like, when they're gone, your life is going to be so great. Remember how great it was when it was all white?
No, you're right. Our friend John Pavlovitz, the same thing. Imagine being a hardworking American, busting your ass to care for yourself and your family, watching a career criminal and cadre of billionaires raising prescription drug prices, freeing criminals, killing environmental protections, throwing the economy into crisis, and thinking you've won. The cultic hold is staggering. I mean, we'll see what will shake anybody out of the cult, if anything, Carlos, right?
Yeah, and you keep wondering, what is the one thing Trump could do to lose follower? Is it the proverbial shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue? What does he get caught doing where they finally say, oh, he's not a good person? I don't know what that is, because yeah. The line is pretty far to the bottom. It's subterranean at this point.
Yep. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of Coffee with Carlos brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
Pardon me, Carlos? Freedom From Religion Foundation. They are a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They are standing up for your rights, like Reverend Buddy did yesterday.
That's right.
Get it? Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, advocating for science and reason in government, yikes. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're in a community.
That's right.
Look at you. You get exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, so much more. Take action. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberty, which is different from
individual liberty.
That's different. Like never before. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
Well, if you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got great natural solutions for sleep and stress that people cannot stop raving about. Check out some of the 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions for help with stress, moods, and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I use the relief stick on my back after biking and I love it. There's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. They have over 2 million satisfied customers. They offer 100% money back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at cbdistillery.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently reported on presidential orders, including executive orders, and how they're used. Executive orders can also be used to revoke previous orders, and among President Donald Trump's day one orders was removing a policy of the federal government to promote access to voting. Trump's executive order, entitled Initial Rescissions of Harmful Executive Orders and Actions, terminated 78 of President Joe Biden's orders, including Order 14019, setting a policy for the federal government to promote access to voting. Biden's order, as noted on the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission website, quote, directed all federal agencies to consider ways to expand citizens' opportunities to register to vote and to obtain information about and participate in the electoral process. This included ensuring equal access for voters with disabilities and non-English-speaking Americans. It ensured voting opportunities for active duty, military, and overseas citizens and established a federal ballot tracking system to assist those voters. It created a federal working group to protect voting access for Native American voters, and it allowed time off for federal employees to vote and serve as poll workers. Although not included in the day one orders, Trump has also pledged to limit voting to election day only. We have more on Trump's day one executive orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller.
You're still the one who can scratch my itch.
You're still the one that makes me laugh.
We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Coffee with Carlos. Christopher.
What?
Who said the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals? May I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those whose children fear their parents will be taken away?
Chopper.
Adolf Hitler.
Wow, that was a really bad guess. No, Bishop Marion Buddy.
Okay.
Who spoke truth to power
She's
yesterday.
Our new buddy.
She is. She's our new hero of democracy.
I'm not playing it.
Hmm?
I'm not going to play it now.
Yeah, don't play it again. Okay. What are you looking? Oh, you're holding up your Westmore book. Okay, listen, don't start.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do not start 2028 now. We are exhausted.
Light reading for our next president.
I like Westmore.
We are exhausted. Okay, let's take Michael in North Carolina. You're on with Carlos. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mama. You know, if Pam Bondi had an ounce of self-respect, she would march her beach blonde, bad-built self in front of a bank of microphones and decline the nomination for Attorney General.
Yeah.
She would apologize to the American public for having been sent to lie to the Judiciary Committee, to lie about there being a process for these pardons that he issued.
She made a liar out of her already. She's like, oh, no, absolutely. Won't pardon the I mean, she looks like an idiot. You're absolutely right. And also, you know what else is one universal truth, Carlos? It is really difficult to say judiciary.
Judiciary.
You need to buy a vowel, something.
Judiciary.
Okay.
Judiciary.
Can I just say, one of the heroes of democracy, don't play it. Rex Hupke at the USA Today. I've never read him, but I wish, because you always talk, Carlos, about journalism. I so wish all, because this is an opinion. He's an opinion writer, USA Today. But this is the way all journalism should be. His headline is Trump Pledges Unity in Inaugural Address by Immediately Attacking Fellow Americans. Thank you. Just tell the truth. He said an elderly and unpopular felon who narrowly won the popular vote in the 2024 election was sworn in as president of the United States in a tiny ceremony Monday held indoors because it was slightly chilly outside. This is just, accurate reporting.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump, who refused to participate in the peaceful transfer of power when he left office and fomented a violent attack on the U.S. Capitol for which he was never held accountable, swore to protect America from enemies foreign and domestic while somehow managing to not laugh at the suckers who just returned into power, wholly disregarding nearly half of American voters who strongly opposed and feared his candidacy. Trump harnessed the power of unbridled narcissism to keep a straight face while hilariously saying for American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day. today. The inauguration ceremony is held indoors because it was in the mid-20s in Washington, D.C., and they apparently don't make dress mittens for Trump's particularly small hands. More of this, please.
Yes.
And more coffee with Carlos.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers will deliver the State of the State address tonight. His office says he'll focus on lowering costs for Wisconsinites, affordable housing, support for public schools, child care, and mental health care. And after the Madison school shooting, he said he would soon unveil his most robust gun reform proposals yet. We also learned the governor will release his full budget and host a budget address next month. That's where we'll learn all his top priorities in the budget before it heads to Republicans in the legislature. The State of the State address is tonight at 7 at the Capitol. After that, Republicans will hold their own rebuttal. Of course, we'll bring you recaps tomorrow, but if you'd like to listen live, it'll be right here on 92.7 WMDX Radio. And Wisconsinites are now paying the lowest tax burden in more than 50 years. That's according to a new analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. The tax burden is the ratio between our income and what we pay in taxes. In 2024, it was 9.6%. That's the lowest in Wisconsin since at least 1970. According to researchers, it's because the state's income is growing while lawmakers are making, quote, aggressive efforts, end quote, to keep taxes low. Overall, taxes paid to the state grew 1.6% in 2024. Meanwhile, local government taxes grew 2.7%. One category in that, gross local property taxes, grew by 4.6% last year. That's the most in at least 15 years. Revenue limits from state lawmakers have led to slower tax increases, but they've also created a situation where municipalities' revenue grows slower than inflation. That's a large part of what causes cities to propose referendums. It illustrates the larger trend here in Wisconsin. Residents may be paying less, but over time, their communities may raise taxes anyway locally to cover expenses. The state currently has a $4 billion surplus. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hitting a major mark as we stay above zero today with mostly cloudy skies and light snow on and off throughout the afternoon. With very light accumulations, winds are still breezy, but they're out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our highs to near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they had the Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some bipartisan agreement in the Wisconsin legislature on taking care of new moms. Guess who said no? All the details coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's
LA and San Francisco are sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
Okay. Gavin is doubling down on a fight Trump agenda. you know, Trump-proof California.
Right.
And so are you saying that you, that California, if they continue to aid and abet lawbreaking and harbor illegal immigrants, money from D.C. gets cut off?
Yeah, we're talking about conditions to this disaster. Look, there are natural disasters, but there are man-made disasters as well, and they made terrible decisions.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
This is my challenge to keep my FCC low. Mike Johnson is so
Speaking
despicable.
Speaking of terrible decisions, Mike Johnson's wife.
That was a man-made decision, the 8 months of drought and 100-mile-per-hour Santa Ana winds. Yeah. That was caused somehow by Gavin Newsom. How? Oh, my God.
And all these people like Caruso saying, I was warning for months. I didn't hear your press conferences.
No. Yeah.
I didn't hear you on the news
warning
every day
what?
Warning
He didn't have a single press conference.
Warning
anybody.
He was busy hiring his own private firefighting force and sucking up all the water that the firefighters needed. I mean,
the houses themselves are made of wood. So all the brush could have been cleared. It could have been all cement. The 80-mile-an-hour winds are just tossing embers into your house.
But they're all lies. I get a brush clearance thing every year. I got to do brush clearance. All of them are lies. The stupid smelt, the spigot of water that he didn't turn on, and the reservoirs were empty. All lies. I mean, it's just, okay. One more.
You know, they knew exactly what they were doing.
No.
That reservoir outside Pacific Palisades, 117 million gallons. It was empty for a year. Why? They were trying to save a smelt fish or something.
I mean,
their policies are upside down. They made decisions that that disaster exponentially worse. And this is what the American taxpayer is demanding of us everywhere else in the country.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Those are two totally unconnected issues.
Yes.
The smelt had absolutely nothing to do with anything that happened here. It was not offline for a year. It was under repairs because we're in the middle of rainy season. That's when they decided to do the repairs on one reservoir. One reservoir, as many firefighters, Carlos, have said, would not have made the difference.
It wouldn't have made the difference. You can't get the water to combat 80-mile-an-hour winds.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter. It's like peeing on a house to try to put it out.
Thank you.
Hey, man, if I would have drank more beers, I could have put that house down.
Thank you. Oh, can I read just a little more, Rex? Because this is how... Hello, journalists, this is how it's done.
All right.
This is Jennifer wrote a whole piece about his inauguration. He said, the longtime con artist, convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to an adult film star, stood in the Capitol Rotunda and inaccurately claimed the golden age of America begins right now. The golden showers begin now, as I was saying. That's
right.
His trickle down. Trump, perhaps due to his advanced age, seemed to have forgotten that he is entering office with a shocking low approval rating for an incoming president. 48% of Americans disapprove, 46% approve. As Trump spoke, bafflingly describing a currently prosperous America as an abject hellscape, saying the country can no longer provide basic services and is replete with betrayals, nobody stepped in to make sure the 78-year-old was okay. In his inaugural speech, Trump announced he would dehumanize an entire swath of Americans by removing protections for transgender Americans, following a campaign during which he routinely painted Democrats and all who opposed him as enemies who hate America. He said, apparently incapable of self-awareness, we are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. The absence of laughter following that line caused the word irony to flee America, knowing it was no longer needed. Ending his speech, President Trump said, contrary to all available evidence, I am with you. I will fight for you when I will win for you. The collective eye rolling from the majority of Americans who disapprove of him briefly caused the world to shift off its axis.
Oh,
thank you. That is an accurate description of Inauguration Day. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, I know David Chappelle did his pleading on Saturday Night Live, but it's going to take more than asking us to do more. You have to demand more of other comics, Chappelle, not just ask ordinary citizens. Yeah. You need to tell comics and media, you're the ones that need to hold them to task. We're already trying to heal. But if it's just you asking ordinary people and not saying, hey, I'm Dave Chappelle, I'm going to say what Mark Maron said, all you comics that are not criticizing this guy are cowards, that's what it takes.
Yeah. Yeah. We both sides ourselves way to get here. And we cannot both sides our way out of it, right? I mean, it as Michael Steele said, like, civility is a two-way street.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, speaking of the media, I want to get your take on this. A lot of, you know, more and more people I respect are talking about this. What Trump quoted Elon Musk saying that he, you know, what's the exact quote? He knows these computers and something.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, Dean Obadala.
You'll never have to vote again, believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dean Obadala said at least Jasmine Crockett, Representative Crockett, raised questions about whether Trump had admitted to rigging the 2024 election with his comments Sunday that Elon Musk knows the vote counting machines better than anyone, mm-hmm. and that's how they won Pennsylvania. Our friend Tristan Snell chimed in. He said, Trump at a rally. Elon Musk rigged the election for me. CNN, crickets. New York Times, crickets. Washington Post, crickets. The mainstream media has already given up and died. Our friend Allison Gill, at least, is calling for, you know, Pennsylvania Attorney General to, like, it's not at least worth a look-see, because I think they have us, I mean, the con is complete in that they have us all scared of, we don't want to be election deniers.
Right.
Like, we don't want to, because they're going to call it, you know, we're always so afraid of what they're going to call us when they just, you know, tried to overthrow and then pardoned all the people that tried to overthrow the government last time, the election deniers.
Well, I think the way to come at it is, like, we're not looking to overturn the results of this election and storm the Capitol and put somebody else in. What we're looking at is if he cheated or not, because this is going to make a difference in 2028.
Yeah.
Because if he says during a campaign reel, you'll never have to vote again, that is a cannon fire. That's the one that should be reported.
Yeah, and I get that a lot of sociopaths like to admit what they did. It really could be that it's just he's so brazen now. He's so above the law. The Supreme Court says so, right? That,
you know. I think he's taunting. He's just taunting people. Right. I did shoot somebody on the guy. That wasn't Luigi. That was me. I didn't like the guy. He tried to steal from one of my slots at the Taj Mahal. I remember.
I speculated he started the fires out here. Isn't he going to come out this week and go, see, I put them out. You're welcome.
Yes.
Peace in the Middle East. I did that.
I saved TikTok and I saved
TikTok,
two houses in the
look
Palisades.
What I did. I mean,
tried to save Mel Gibson's house.
I can't.
But he was drinking. There was alcohol. There was too much alcohol in the house. It just burst into flames.
Brian Tyler Cohen says egg prices are projected to rise by as much as 20% during Trump's first full year in office, despite him claiming he will bring prices down. Okay. Covey says old enough to remember when Elise Stefanik was demanding university presidents resign because of controversial statements about anti-Semitism on their campuses. Now she's defending Elon Musk doing the Nazi salute at her confirmation hearing for U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Because, of course, she is.
Because, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I keep saying how we got here is the cowardice of the Republican Party as well.
Again, every Republican that supports Donald Trump is the Congress, the people in Guyana that were sent out to meet the congressperson at the airport. I will do it, Simon says. I just was looking at the video when Buddy was making her plea. Just looking at the face of Vance's wife, she was just kind of sucking her lips, going, what do I do? How do I look? God. This is horrible. Just
this is what truth to power looks like. You could see the looks on their faces. You know,
Vance's nose. They have children. What are you doing? Your parents. Really? They are going to go to college, and they will hate you for what you did. I guarantee it.
I mean, this story today about White House insiders spill on Trump's blanket pardons, this is how 4 years are going to be, right?
Yep.
While some in his camp debated a more selective approach, Trump just said, okay, release them all. Just because because he can. I mean, there were people even on this show that were like, oh, no, he doesn't need them anymore. He's not going to pardon them. He doesn't. I'm like, okay.
Apparently, he did not watch Dave Chappelle on that show.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's
Dave
the other
Chappelle,
thing.
Watching, great speech, ready to kill the thugs.
Watching the bishop yesterday, you're like, God bless her. But, of course, he's not going to do anything. She's talking about mercy.
No.
Are you kidding? It's not in his capacity to show mercy, empathy.
His inside voice is going, I'm not listening to you.
La,
I'm
la,
being,
la.
I'm peeing my pants right
stupid
now.
Stupid bitch,
not
priest
very
lady.
Warm down there.
La, la.
He's horrible. He's a sociopath. Again, I put that picture up of John DuPont, the guy who killed Dave Schultz, the sociopath billionaire son who never got any love. That's Musk. That's Bezos.
You could read
That's
his thought
Trump.
Bubble. Whatever, church lady. Stupid bitch. Short hair, no makeup.
Ugh. Mother Teresa,
boring.
Not very good looking. She never got a man.
Wouldn't have made it in any of my pageants. Okay, Tim Heafey, former lead investigator for the J6 committee, condemned Trump's pardons, saying they justify violence. He said, look, there's no argument here. These facts did not occur. It's rather an excuse of violent conduct. That's what's so frustrating and so outrageous and such a threat to the rule of law. These people admitted they were violent. They pled guilty and went to prison. Yeah. If you committed violence that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned. Vance just said last week. Okay, Jim Acosta pointed out that Trump has attempted time and time again to rewrite the history of January 6th. We understand what the truth is, and yet the president of the United States continues to lie. And I use the word lie because it's a lie, calling these people hostages. So CNN's moving Jim Acosta to midnight because Trump hates him in other bending the knee news, right?
Yeah, the media is such cowards. This level of complicity. Again, I always go back to Charlie Pierce warning, you know, I'm not surprised, I'm getting more surprised at the level that which they will bow and kowtow and just back out of the way.
Yeah. I am liking my Simone Sanders Townsend quite a bit these days. She just talked about the pardons are letting his private militia out of jail. That's why, yep. Right? A private, yep. Not only is he above the law, there are private militias that's above the law now. Mm-hmm. He will pardon them if they do something else. Right?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go buy some more MF and guns.
Right. Said he's instilled a sense of loyalty. These people feel loyal to him, and their lawlessness is now going to go unchecked. She said, and she was talking about, she defended Biden's last-minute pardons of family members. She said President Trump has promised a special prosecutor to go look into the Biden family. So what he did is respond to the climate that we're in. She said if lawmakers don't like it, put a check on the president and pass a bill, curb the pardon powers. But until that happens, this is where we are.
Yep.
This is the world we live in, you know, so please spare me the fake outrage about what Biden did, right?
Yeah, the consequences of Hunter Biden's behaviors probably affected some people, but not to the extent that he was attacking cops.
Who did it hurt besides Hunter Biden? I mean, I mean, it's just, I was listening to him defend the pardons, and he said, but, you know, there's murderers. The murderers that go free. You know, they don't charge murderers anymore. They, I think he said L.A., actually.
L.A., yeah.
In L.A., they don't commit murder, and they don't, nothing happens to them.
I think Anchorage, Alaska,
that's why these people have already been in jail.
In America.
It is.
Pardon?
Yep.
Yeah. He said, we don't charge murders anymore.
Anchorage, Alaska is the most violent city in America, and that's a red state.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't we have, what's like fourth? Is like Oklahoma. We're down there on the list of the most violent cities.
Yes. Per capita, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's because we don't charge people with murder.
Right, that's why.
U.S. Judge Eileen Cannon has denied a request by the DOJ to share Jack Smith's classified documents report with Congress, which is why Merrick Garland should have dropped the charges and released the report last week. Sad parrot in the pet store.
What a waif.
God. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Yes. All right, buddy. And I mean Marion Edgar. Buddy.
Buddy. Let's go smoke some buddy with Buddy.
Peace and love, man. Treat people right. Rock on. CB Distillery helps you do that, bro.
CB Distillery does not have THC in it.
No, it is... It is gummies.
I just said it helps you do it. I didn't say it had THC.
Gummies and tincture and also relief stick for pain after physical activity. I rode into a windstorm Monday and ow, my back still went right. I got to do my CBD relief stick again. That's how I know I did something super dumb. Not just the day of.
They just need someone to put it on for you.
No, that's what's good about the relief stick. Because if you're a single loser like me, it's easy to put it on yourself.
The pain relief.
They have
single,
the salve. That would.
That's the ad.
That they have the salve, but that would require another human wanting to
just
touch
glue
me.
It to a wall and back up to it like a bear.
That's how Stephanie applies it.
Go ahead, mock my sad little life. If you're
get away, bear. That's my relief stick. No.
You're still.
Sorry, it's funny.
If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, try CB Distillery, and we can get you a 20% discount to get you started. If you go to cbdistillery.com, type in the code Stephanie for 20% off. CB Distillery, the code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me, I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. One, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Two, helps control appetite and cravings. Three, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
By the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Stephanie Miller.
More with more. What?
Oh, I'm
stop
sorry,
holding up. I am not starting the 2028 campaign. Put that Westmore book down.
No, Westmore.
Okay, Frank.
Second Westmore book out of
Frank,
five.
With a love, Blue Sky. If you don't know Stephanie Miller, you should. She and her crew of misfit toys got me through W, the Tea Party, MAGA, Trump, and will get me through Emperor Bonesurfers, hopefully short time in office. We will, Frank. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Okay, Jonathan Lemire on the next horrible nominations.
There are some Republicans who think Gabbard does not have the vote. It's raised eyebrows. She doesn't have a hearing scheduled yet. They're claiming it's paperwork issues, but I think there's also some suspicion that she just simply won't get there. Trump himself has said that she's the one he's most concerned about. RFK Jr. might face problems from the right. We talked about yesterday how the former Vice President Pence is actually even trying to whip votes against him because of his views on abortion. But I think it's Kash Patel here that stands, Willie, to be the one who is potentially under the most scrutiny of what happened, because Patel has shown his only ideology is to do whatever Donald Trump wants.
I think all three of them are going to.
And he's got differs from other Republicans. How?
And he's got Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah. I think all three are going to get through. Sorry.
If Trump is going to put and he has constitutional power to do it, but he puts his thumb on the justice scales and sort of undo what the DOJ has done, that's going to raise concerns. Okay, is that same sort of freedom, that same sort of deference to executive power, if that's going to be what Kash Patel is going to do with the FBI, that may give some Republicans some pause.
Hoover.
The reporting
Hoover.
Was like he knows Trump knows Hegseth is a buffoon, but he wants to impose his will on the Senate.
I love his tattoos, the great tattoos.
A coalition.
Hegseth's next tattoo is Elon Musk doing that.
Let me say, the Resistance 2.0 is alive and well, Carlos. A coalition of immigrants' rights groups sued the Trump administration over the newly inaugurated executive order attempting to end birthright citizenship. Several states, in the fight. Legal experts have condemned it as both immoral and flagrantly unconstitutional. This other order they just gave, keeping Afghans out, nearly 1,700 Afghans cleared by the U.S. government to resettle in the U.S., including family members of active duty U.S. personnel, are having their flights canceled. I mean, it was an extraordinary day of cruelty and just, would you bet against anything he might do? Trump flirts with sending the military into Mexico.
Yep.
Here we go again,
mm-hmm.
Right? Trump
Mr. Peace.
Flirted with the idea of conducting U.S. military operations in Mexico in a wild Oval Office moment that saw him muse, "Stranger things have happened." Oh, Peter Ducey, great.
Yep.
Is he up next if Hegseth doesn't get in?
Yeah.
He asked them if Mexican drug cartels are now going to be seen as former terror organizations. What do you think about ordering U.S. special forces into Mexico? He said, "Could happen. Stranger things have happened." And then he went on to say they're killing 250 to 300,000 American people a year.
I don't think that statistic is correct.
Wildly incorrect. Okay.
Well, now that we're not in the World Health Organization, 256,000, that almost seems like that much.
He just pulls numbers out of his ass. Hi, Kathy in Albuquerque. You're on with Carlos.
Hello. I just want to thank you for making me laugh again. It's so horrible, everything that I'm hearing.
It
but
is.
It's kind of sad because I called after that person in the church service made. I said, "What a beautiful sentiment." I called C-SPAN.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
Okay.
And they criticized me for that.
Oh.
They criticized, and I started crying. I got upset, but I needed you guys to make me laugh again. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and her message was perfect. So
C-SPAN
by the way,
is a mean organization.
Can I just say, Judge Napolitano on Fox News said of the birthright thing, he said that's a very troublesome thing he wants to do. He said that would be like Biden or Obama saying, "I'm not going to obey the Second Amendment. I'm going to start confiscating guns," even though the right to keep and bear arms is directly articulated.
Yep.
If he can nullify that portion of the Constitution, what else could he nullify?
19th
that would be
Amendment.
The argument.
19th Amendment. No more ladies voting.
Right? But I mean,
The gay marriage has got to go. I don't know what amendment that could be under, but that's got to go.
Oh, by the way, I guess we're all women now because of how sloppy that one executive order was.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to target transgender people, but the language clearly defined all America. Aw.
Now you have more people to choose from.
Yeah, we're all girls now. Oh, the order is titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government.
Huh?
So that wasn't clunky at all.
No.
Yeah, someone tweeted about Caitlyn Jenner, "How do you like them apples?" I said, "How do you like them Adam's apples?"
He just ordered the government.
Jenner, you Prius driving reckless.
He just ordered the government to call you Bruce. How does that feel?
Yep.
Bruce, I'm Bruce the Shark. I'm a Republican. I'm not going to eat you. I'm your friend.
Carlos sells Rocky. We love you.
Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas and the guy who shared the booth with Bob Uecker in Major League, hilarious comedian Skip Kiparis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said that President Trump's decision to pardon about 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot was about redemption and second chances. Asked last night about pardoning those who had committed acts of violence against police, the president said,
"These people have already served years in prison, and they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing."
Full impacts of his executive orders becoming clear today. The State Department says all refugee arrivals are suspended until further notice, and all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion employees must be placed on paid administrative leave today. The southern U.S. dealing with historic winter weather. Snowfall set records in parts of the Gulf Coast. Over 7.5 inches fell in Pensacola Beach, Florida. This is ABC News.